Today, February 6th, is the feast day of the Japanese martyrs, St. Paul Miki and companions. It's a very powerful, sobering story when we hear about the martyrdom of these 26 men, including some very young men, that were crucified on Nagasaki Hill in the year 1597. Catholicism was only 50 years old in Japan at the time. The Christian missionaries had come to Japan, led by the great St. Francis Xavier. And for the first 50 years or so, the persecutions were not that severe. More or less, the Christians were tolerated. But then the warlord, the shogun, began to persecute the Catholic missionaries and the Christians in his land. He got very suspicious of them and their perhaps connection to the European powers, and so he ordered a persecution of the Christians at that time. Among those who were crucified were priests, brothers, and laymen. 17 were lay men that were of Japanese birth. 6 were Franciscans, some from Spain, some from Mexico, some from India. 3 were Jesuits. Some were Third Order Franciscans. The laymen were catechists and CCD teachers, doctors, and 3 were altar boys, ranging ages 10 to 16. Louis was 10 years old, Anthony 13, Thomas 16, Gabriel 19. The other men were in their 40s, 50s. Even one man was 64. They were tortured. They had their ears cut off, and then they were put in a cart and driven through the city to try to dissuade people from becoming Christian. And they were sort of the warning to other people not to become members of the Catholic faith. The leader was Paul Miki, who was a Jesuit brother, a native Japanese, who was the spokesperson really for these 26. After they had been through this torture, then they were ordered to march, to walk for 300 miles from the town of Miyako to Nagasaki. They had to walk 300 miles through the ice and snow, across frozen streams. All the while they were praying, singing, praying the rosary, preaching to the people that will come out to see them on their death march. When they got to Nagasaki, they were taken to the mountain overlooking the city. And there they saw 26 crucifixes, 26 crosses, one for each of them. And as they were being crucified, they were each one was suspended through with iron chains to the crucifix, and then they were pierced through the heart and through the abdomen until their death. Again, ages 10 to 64. And as they were being persecuted in this way, one of the boys recited Psalm 112, another one recited the Our Father, another one the Hail Mary. Others would just say the names, Jesus and Mary. We have accounts of this in the Office of Readings today. You'll read that our brother Paul Miki saw himself standing now in the noblest pulpit he had ever filled. To his congregation, he now began by proclaiming himself a Japanese and a Jesuit. He was dying for the gospel he preached. He gave thanks to God for this wonderful blessing, and he ended his sermon with these words. And now I'll quote a few sentences from his last testimony, his last sermon he ever gave, again from the pulpit of the cross. He says, "As I come to this supreme moment of my life, I am sure none of you would suppose I want to deceive you. And so I tell you plainly, there is no way to be saved except the Christian way. My religion teaches me to pardon my enemies and all who have offended me. I do gladly pardon the emperor and all who have sought my death. I beg them to seek baptism and be Christians themselves." And then he also said, "The sentence of judgment says, these men, came to Japan from the Philippines, but I did not come from any other country. I am a true Japanese. The only reason for my being killed is that I have taught the doctrine of Christ. I certainly did teach the doctrine of Christ. I thank God it is for this reason I die. I believe that I am telling only the truth before I die. I know you believe me, and I want to say to you all once again, ask Christ to help you to become happy. I obey Christ. After Christ's example, I forgive my persecutors. I do not hate them. I ask God to have mercy on all, and I hope my blood will fall on my fellow men as a fruitful rain. What a beautiful expression, that the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the faith. They were crucified there in the year 1597. And really for the next 100 years or so, there were many other martyrdoms. They estimate over 3,000 martyrs in Japan during the 17th century. Eventually, Japan was then again opened up for foreigners. And by the year 1860, 200 years after the death of these saintly 26 men, they found there were now 200,000 members of the Catholic Church. The Church had continued to grow and spread despite being underground in the persecution. These martyrs were beatified in the year 1627 and canonized in the year 1862. So the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the faith. If you go to Nagasaki today, there's a chapel built on that spot at the of the Holy Mountain. I encourage you to pray for the conversion of the people of Japan. There are some converts there, but it's a very small percentage of the country have become Christian and Catholic. So they're really in great need of evangelization and conversion. So we ask through the intercession of St. Paul Miki and his companions, the conversion of Japan, all the Asian countries, and that they will all come to baptism and to Catholicism. God bless you.